everybody, welcome back to the Tyler Brown Show and for another episode. If you haven't checked out my other episodes, make sure you tune in and check them out and listen. Talk about some important topics that's going on around the world today so you won't be lost and you know what's going on and around your surroundings and just to be aware. So tune into those. But for today's episode, I have some stuff I want to cover. So let's get to it. Portland shooting victim wasn't an agitator or radical. Friends of Portland shooting victim Aaron J. Danielson say he wasn't an agitator or radical, but a freedom-loving American. Friends say Danielson was fatally shot in the chest Saturday during clashes between pro-Trump groups and left-wing protesters. Shooting came after the Trump 2020 cruise rally in Portland, where Trump supporters gathered in cars. Now, you know, the election's coming up in November, and Trump is running again, and, you know, he has his rally and supporters and all types of stuff, and he just happened to be caught at the wrong time and where the place that happened, and has according to report, the militia were in downtown Portland looking for a fight and were armed, so I'm guessing they came there to be hostile, and they wasn't to be friendly, and it ended up taking this man's life, which probably wasn't deserved, but prayers go out to his family, friends, his loved ones. May his soul rest in peace as he is now in a better place. And it's just too much violence, and another life is gone. For what reason, we don't know. But he's now in a better place, and it's time to keep moving forward and live life. Life still goes on. On to the next topic. Fatal police shooting of black man sparks protests in Los Angeles. Los Angeles County Sheriff deputies fatally shot Deon Kizzy, a 29-year-old black man, during a confrontation which sparked protests at the scene of the encounter. About 3:15 p.m., two deputies tried to stop Kizzy, who was riding a bicycle in violation of a vehicle code. When they approached him, he got off his bicycle and ran. Deputies caught up to the suspect about a block away, and Kizzy punched one of the deputies in the face and dropped clothing he had been carrying. At that point, deputies noticed he dropped a black semi-automatic handgun and opened fire. Now, the cops were right to stop him because he was riding a bike in a violation code, so they had the right to do that. But for him to run, wasn't the smart decision, as, you know, black people encounter the police. And sometimes when you run, you get shot in your back. Luckily, they didn't shoot him right away. But when they caught him, he punched one of them, and, you know, you automatically get time for assaulting a police officer or a deputy. So that's where he went wrong. And then for them to shoot him when they saw his gun was dropped, I don't think was right either, because at that point, he's not harmless. He's not someone that could harm you. And he's not someone that could harm you. And he didn't point his gun at anybody or put his hand on the gun at the officers. So they just, I guess he just thought he was a threat because they saw the gun and they just shot fire at him. And now he's lost his life, which isn't fair. They kind of just arrested him and took his weapon away. His weapon was down, so the gun wasn't on him anymore. So he's basically unarmed. And I shot fire. I could have just took him to custody, arrested him. He definitely could arrest him because he punched the officer, assaulted an officer, or gave him a ticket for the violation of the code. But once again, another black man, life is lost, which sparks even more protests, and it's going to spark more riots because it's been going on for too long, like I said before, and it's been going on a regular day basis where cops decide to shoot black people unarmed and who's not really a threat or danger. So you just got to be aware of what's going on and just comply with the police. Don't give them any reason to shoot you or to hurt you in any kind of way. Just comply and do what you're told, and you'll get out of the situation where it won't escalate to more to a confrontation or violence. So prayers to his family and his loved ones. And it's just not fair that another black man's life is gone. It's unfortunate, very unfortunate, but this is the time, and this is the time and this is the country that we live in, society we live in, where black people are not protected from police, we're very threatened to them, so their only way of solving it is to kill us and harm us. So very unfortunate, but I know it's family's going through a hard time, so I hope they eventually get through it. On to the next topic. London asks public to decide faith of slave owners, statues, and financial district. Statues and monuments linked to slavery and racism could be removed. The move is a response to Black Lives Matter protests that erupted around the world following the killing of George Floyd. Rest in peace to George Floyd. Activists have already called for a statue of William Beckford, a slave owner who served in Parliament and twice as Lord Mayor of London, to be removed from the Guildhall. UK government rejected the petition earlier this year, saying it was a matter for the local authorities. So we have international news about London trying to remove statues that relate to slave owners, and they let the public decide. But I feel like if you're the black community, should just remove them automatically. They shouldn't have to be asked, because slavery and racism, they shouldn't even be there. Not just in London, but all over the world, where they have statues and monuments of these slave owners and people who own slaves and this and that. They should just automatically be removed. They shouldn't even be there. They should just automatically be destroyed. That's just how I feel about it. Because they own slaves, and they definitely didn't like us, black people, and didn't really care about us. So as a black person, I would automatically and immediately get it removed without questions asked. I would just destroy it. No need to ask me or anybody. Just get all the black people together and just remove the monuments yourselves without asking the public to fee for them. That's just how I feel and look at the topic. All right, on to the next topic. As we know, yesterday, John Thompson died at 78. The legendary coach who coached at Georgetown. He was the first black coach to win the national championship in 1984. He was a black coach that dominated in a predominantly white field. As we know, John Thompson was the head coach of Georgetown. He was the head coach there for a while. As you know, his teams were predominantly black. And he succeeded there, as you know, and he cared about his players a lot. It was more than just basketball time. He cared about his athletes, and he impacted the lives of many athletes, such as Allen Iverson, as he took him in and gave him a chance. And AI ended up becoming an NBA All-Star and one of the greatest players to play the game. So he really, truly cared about his players. We don't know the cause of his death, but his legacy will be lived on and will not be forgotten, as many people remember him for the good man that he was, and he cared about his athletes. Now, NFL reports 4 players tested positive for COVID-19. NFL and NFL Player Associations announced 4 new confirmed positive tests among players in their latest COVID-19 testing results for August 21st through the 29th. Overall, 58,621 tests were administered in that time frame. 23,279 tests, to a total of 2,747 players, and another 35,342 tests to 5,992 team personnel. 6 to confirm positive tests among team personnel, and from the previous August 12th to 20th, 0 players tested positive and 6 staff were positive. So hopefully the NFL don't have any bad outbreaks where it conflicts the season, or they try to shut down the season. Because, you know, as we know, you know, baseball, they had some outbreaks with some teams, and a lot of players were catching the COVID, and they postponed games, but their season is still going in, so it seems like they have it under control. So hopefully the NFL doesn't get too bad where the season is in danger and they end up trying to shut it down. So hopefully they get it under control as the season is approaching in next week. So hopefully it doesn't get too bad. For the season, hopefully it doesn't get too bad and affects other teams where teams have outbreaks and the staff personnel. Because I'm excited for the NFL to come back and ready to see this upcoming season. Don't want it to be ruined due to the COVID. And now we're on to the NBA playoff games that happened last night. as the Heat beat the Bucks 115-104. As the Heat take a 1-0 lead in the series, Butler with 40, Dragic with 27, Adebayo with 12, Middleton with 28, Lopez with 24, Giannis with 18. And as I picked the Bucks to win the series, you know, it's game one, so it's still early in the series, only one game. But Giannis as an MVP could possibly win it again. And Defensive Player of the Year can't be scoring 18 points. You're the Bucks' best player, and that's just unacceptable. You have to put in more contribution than that. As I give credit to the Heat, as they came out, Jimmy Butler was aggressive. He was scoring points for the team. And Dragic, as he put up 40 points, he just wasn't feared. The Heat aren't scared of the Bucks, and this is going to be a great series to continue watching as we keep moving forward. And, you know what, this series can go either way, but I picked the Bucks to go to the conference finals. So hopefully the Bucks step it up next game, and Giannis put up better numbers, and we'll see how that series end up. And for the next game, OKC beat Houston 104-100 as OKC forced a game 7. Paul with 28, Gallinari with 25, Dort with 13, Harden with 32, Covington with 18, Russ with 17. This was another great game. Going down to the wire, Chris Paul had a big fourth quarter as he led his team to victory. Now, you could say Russ, you know, had a bad turnover that caused him the game. I was part of it, but got to give credit to OKC and Chris Paul as he came through when it mattered the most to force a game 7. So we'll see what happens in game 7, who advances to the second round, who get eliminated, and the winner of this series will play the Los Angeles Lakers in the second round. So talk about that series when that happens, but game 7 is going to be good. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a dogfight, and I look forward to it. And for the games today, we have Toronto and the Celtics. As the Celtics are up 1-0, they're trying to take a 2-0 lead. As Toronto look up to tie the series after being dominated game 1. Hopefully Toronto steps it up and tie the series and make this a better series. I'm picking Toronto to win the series in 7. So hopefully they get the win tonight and get the job done. And we have Denver and Utah, as that's a game 7. It's an elimination game. Whoever wins play the Clippers the next round. As we know, Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell have been putting on the show. So question is, who wants it more tonight and who's going to advance and who's going to go home? But with this series, with them going at it, it's going to be whoever wins, we're going to remember them for playing well in the series, and the other one's going to be forgotten. But they both had an incredible first round that we all can ask for, and definitely one of the best series in the first round that we've seen. So we'll see who moves on tonight. Hopefully it's Utah, but anything could happen. They just need an answer to stop. They need someone. They gotta find an answer to stop Murray. And just like Denver gotta find an answer to stop Mitchell. So whoever plays more defense and get more stops will win that game. So we'll see what happens with that game tonight. And this covers today's episode for the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Check it out. And I'll be posting more episodes daily covering current events news and more sports news. So until next time, it's your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.